This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasothi. A youth-led community action and learning program called Roots and Shoots was built on the legacy and vision of famed primatologist Dr. Jane Goodall, with an aim of placing power and responsibility towards the environment in the hands of young people. The movement has been creating waves across the world for over 20 years now. Those waves have now reached our very own shores with the birth of Roots and Shoots Malaysian chapter, and Jinichi Washizaki, the local movement's project manager, joins me to outline their hopes and plans. Welcome to the show, Jinichi. How are you today?
Hi, thanks for having me. Very well, thank you.
You're most welcome. Jinichi, tell me about yourself. I mean, what were you doing prior to your involvement in Roots and Shoots? And, you know, well, what got you going down this line?
Well, growing up as a kid, I was always very fascinated about the natural world. And, you know, my favorite subject in school was geography. Mm-hmm. So I had that platform since a very young age to immerse myself in this sort of field. But previously, I was studying in Australia. I was based there for quite a number of years. I came back to pursue my career. And I was working for a local organization involved in sustainable agriculture. And from that, I did a lot of environmental impact assessments and high conservation value assessments. And, you know, the opportunity presented itself with Roots and Shoots, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Okay, and but why Roots and Shoots? I mean, you could have, what is it about Roots and Shoots that got you wanting to change that career, actually?
Well,
because this is an NGO.
Absolutely.
You could have worked
absolutely.
For an organization that paid you really well.
Yeah, so to speak, but I think the exciting part about this, this chapter was that it was a startup, and, you know, with all startups, it is very exciting to build it literally from the ground up. You know, you get to craft it from ground zero. And I met people behind the scenes. I actually flew out to Taiwan last year to meet the executive director of Taiwan, of JGI. Her name is Kelly. She invited us to come out there. And I met Jane for the first time. And it was a really good experience. And I think that's what's drawn me is the fact that we get a chance to work with youths primarily, and you know what they say, right? They're the future of us, and mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's exciting stuff.
What was your experience working in sustainable agriculture before you came on to Roots and Shoots? I mean, what was your impression of, do we in Malaysia take sustainable agriculture seriously? What do you think was lacking? Did you think that understanding was lacking, and you felt that the future of this country as far as sustainability is concerned lies very much with the young people? Forget about the rest, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's not to say that young people are primarily responsible for a future of sustainability in this country. But having said that, Malaysia as a country is still quite new to sustainability and conservation. And in comparison to countries like, you know, countries in Europe and the Americas and Australia's, we are a little bit behind. But it is an exciting time to be working in such a field because there is just so much to do in Malaysia. And I think that's also another thing that drew me to Roots and Shoots.
Yeah. And Roots and Shoots, you want to go through, how did it come to be? Is it all Jane Goodall's work or her? It was her baby. How did it all come to be?
Well, just a little bit of background. The Roots and Shoots program is a program of the Jane Goodall Institute, which was obviously founded by Dr. Jane, mm-hmm. Dr. Jane Goodall. It all started in 1991 when a group of 12 teenagers met with Jane on a back porch in Tanzania. And they were eager to discuss problems that they encountered firsthand. So Jane was really inspired by their compassion, by their energy, and by their desire to develop a solution to the problems. And it was with these young people that Roots and Shoots was born.
And who is Jane Goodall? For those of us who are not very familiar with the lady, I mean, she came through Malaysia just very recently. Last week, am I correct?
That's correct.
And she was here for a couple of days. She gave many talks. An amazing individual. She's, what, 81 at
the
moment?
Yeah, she's going to be 81 in April.
Yeah.
And she's still so strong. It's very, very inspiring.
Yeah. When did you first meet her?
I met Jane in Taipei last November. Mm-hmm. She was coming through on a tour of Asia. She had just previously flown in from Korea, South Korea, and met her over a course of about 2 days. So, yeah.
What hit you most about her?
Sorry?
What hits you most about her?
It's her energy. Mm-hmm. At that ripe old age of 80, coming on 81. She's just so wise as well, you know? Just the knowledge she imparts on individuals. There's just a very special aura about her. And, you know, growing up, you know, a lot of kids, let me just sidetrack for a lot of kids grew up on comics and cartoons, mm-hmm. and had heroes like, you know, Superman and Batman. But Jane and David Attenborough was very much a hero of mine growing up. So it's quite a surreal experience meeting her for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Would have been, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I was kind of speechless. I made a complete fool of myself. I didn't know what to say.
But Roots and Shoots has been around for about 20 years now.
Yes.
It's just arrived at our shores. What took us so long?
Well, there's a little bit of a backstory to that. We've been trying to bring Roots and Shoots down to Malaysia for about 6 years now. Our president, T.P. Lim, and some friends of ours went to Taiwan about 6 years ago. And it just so happened that Jane was there on her tour. And they ended up at one of her public talks in Taipei. And, you know, after the event, they had the remarkable opportunity to take a picture with her. So they asked the gentleman who was standing next to them at the time to help take the picture, which she obliged, obviously. And, you know, ever since then, it sparked an interest to bring the program to Malaysia 6 years ago. And funnily enough, the gentleman that took the picture for them is now the mayor of Taipei. So it's been 6 years in the making, mm-hmm. Happened by chance and a lot of hard work. But it's finally here, and we're all very happy.
Tell us about Jane.
Jane?
And the work that she does.
Wow, just where do I begin?
Your idol.
Yeah, well, she was obviously born and raised in the UK, where she developed her love for animals. As a very young toddler, her father gave her a toy chimpanzee for one of her birthdays, which she then named Jubilee. From that moment, her fascination with Africa, which was then known as the Dark Continent, and all its amazing animals begun. So this passion eventually materialized, and now she is one of the world's leading primatologists, ethologists, anthropologists, and considered to be the world's foremost expert on chimpanzees. You know, she's best known for her 55-year study of social and family interactions of wild chimpanzees in Gombe Stream National Park. Mm-hmm. And she was the one who actually discovered that chimpanzees use tools. Up until then, it was only believed that humans and only humans use tools, hence the phrase "man the toolmaker." Mm-hmm. But you know, more importantly, she's the founder of the Jane Goodall Institute and the Roots and Shoots program. She has worked extensively on conservation and animal welfare issues, which subsequently led to her being named the UN Messenger of Peace in 2002. So, yeah, quite a distinguished career so far.
Is the genesis of Roots and Shoots purely to engage the youth?
Primarily, yes, but it's not restricted to just youths. We try to engage, you know, adults such as teachers and parents as well, and you know, corporations to be involved in the Roots and Shoots program. So essentially, our target audience is everyone, really. But the main focus is youths, yes.
So what do you really do at Roots and Shoots?
My role?
Mm-hmm. The organization itself. What are you championing?
We're championing to make a positive difference with regards to the people, the environment, and the animals. We encourage youths to get their hands dirty, go out and make a difference, a positive difference, and to, you know, pick a topic that they're very passionate about, you know, related to any of the three pillars that we vouch for. So our role here is to start as many Roots and Shoots groups locally, either with youths or with corporations, and yeah, see the fruits grow.
What's the structure like? Could you outline the structure as to how this works? How do organizations get involved?
Well, so for example, if a school, an institution, mm-hmm. Would like to get involved, let me share something with you. So at the moment, we're in touch with several schools in Malaya and in KL to start Roots and Shoots within their curriculum. So if they're interested, they can write into us and say, listen, you know, like I like the sound of starting Roots and Shoots in our schools. Can we collaborate on an interesting project, a project that's related to either animals or the community or people or, you know, environment? and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Has the response been great?
Oh, fantastic. I think it's been a bit overwhelming. So several weeks leading up to Jane's visit, we have already been in discussion with a few organizations and a few groups. And obviously during her time here, during Jane's visit, the interest grew. And we now have more than a dozen collaborations in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So we'll be spending the first quarter of this year firming up the collaborations.
Who are the target members for Roots and Shoots?
Target members will primarily be youths amongst society. You know, we're talking about preschool students all the way to university students. But having said that, we are also trying to engage parents and teachers to become involved. So a good example is homeschooling groups. So we've been in touch with a few parents from homeschooling groups throughout KL who is very interested in starting their own Roots and Shoots program.
Okay, yeah. That's great. And this Roots and Shoots is present in how many countries in the world?
Currently, we're present in 139 countries worldwide. Malaysia, the launch of our recent chapter here in Malaysia, makes it 139 mm-hmm. countries
okay.
worldwide.
All right.
We've got about 150,000 groups worldwide as well. So, yeah, it's growing.
Okay. So, present in 139 countries, but 150,000 groups.
That's correct.
Okay. And you're a purely an NGO.
Yes.
Junity. Is that an easy or is that a recommended model to go with, to run with? Because that means you're always going out for funds.
Absolutely.
And that's a very difficult thing to do.
Absolutely. That's probably one of our big challenges, is to become self-sustainable.
Is there a plan to become self-sustainable?
We'd like to think we have a 5-year plan. But, yeah.
And what is this plan? Can you share it with me? I'm very curious, actually.
Well, we have been very fortunate to receive quite a large sum of seed money from a large corporation here in Malaysia. So that's given us a little bit of a buffer to really solidify our plans. But, you know, having said that, that's just one of the few challenges that I think we foresee for Roots and Shoots as an NGO. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to consider mm-hmm. going into 2015. But we've got a great team behind us. And yeah.
Okay, we'll come back up next and find out more about the challenges as well as some of the programs in the pipeline for the chapter of Roots and Shoots here in Malaysia. I'm also going to play you a talk by Dr. Jane Goodall from her 2013 Humane Education Conference that's coming up after this interview on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasuthi. In the studio with me, Junichi Washizaki. He's the project manager of Roots and Shoots Malaysia. We're discussing the plans for the Roots and Shoots Malaysian chapter. I'm sure many of you who are aware, the founder of the Roots and Shoots program, Dr. Jane Goodall, primatologist, very well known on the environmental conservation scene, was in Malaysia, and Roots and Shoots Malaysia, of course, was the host for Jane's presence here in the country. And, you know, I'm hoping you'll bring her back because we didn't get a chance to get an interview with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of other publications out there.
Yeah, she's 81, done really good work. And to me, it was amazing that she still travels. You
yes,
know.
300 days a year,
might
I add.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so Junichi is actually trying to shed more light on what Roots and Shoots is all about. And you mentioned some challenges earlier on before we left.
Yes.
That you foresee. Of course, funding being the first one. What other challenges do you think you foresee?
Raising awareness and education in this country. Changing mindsets.
How are you going to raise awareness?
Through our program, hopefully. We foresee, because this program is a program of hope, first and foremost. And, you know, we would like to make positive change happen. And our network actually connects youths of all ages who share a desire to create a better world. And with young people identifying problems in their communities or their schools, Roots and Shoots members are making a difference across the globe. So it's from that standpoint, I think, we hope to raise awareness.
There are many environmental organizations, Junichi, in the country, NGOs, a lot of them. How do you plan to differentiate what you do compared to what they're doing?
Well, one, we've got a great founder behind us. We've got a huge network to share ideas with. And
any chances of collaborating with the local NGOs?
Oh, absolutely. We look to collaborate with as many different organizations and corporations as possible. Having said that, this program will revolve primarily around youths, which is always a breath of fresh air when you factor in young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a lot of great ideas, a lot of enthusiasm. And that's where we hope to garner a lot of energy from.
Okay. And sorry, I cut you short, but as far as the challenges is concerned. Raise awareness.
Yeah, raising awareness. Mm-hmm. Changing mindsets amongst Malaysians. I think that's what separates us as a country to a lot of other countries who are involved in, you know, sustainability and conservation. Education is a big part. You know, awareness, they say, is the first step to prevention. So it's that, I think, that's going to be also another challenge for us.
You said earlier that it took almost 6 years to bring the Malaysian chapter to this country. What took you so long? What were some of the stumbling blocks in getting Roots and Shoots up and going here?
Oh, that one, I think our president would be in a better position to answer that. I came into the picture last year. I met up with the founder of a local chapter here in Malaysia. His name is TP Lim. He told me about his plans to bring Roots and Shoots to Malaysia. And I think on his part, he was just waiting for the right time, I think,
mm-hmm.
waiting for the right team to bring this program to Malaysia. He was involved with Jane, as in he got to meet Jane many years ago. Previously, he was actually mediating a session between Jane and one of his shifus in Taiwan, mm-hmm. a monk. And it is through that session where he was facilitating that he got the chance to meet Kelly, who I mentioned earlier is the executive director of Taipei, Taiwan, JGI Taiwan. And ever since then, he's been trying to bring the program down, but just waiting for the right time,
okay.
I suppose.
So it officially started here last year?
Yes, late in September last year.
And what have been some of the activities that you've organized thus far?
Seeing that we're still quite a new startup, we've spent our formative months planning for Jane's visit. But although we were beneficiaries, we were fortunate to be beneficiaries in an event organized by Pan Productions. It was a fundraiser late last year. It was called December Love Miscast.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're going to be spending the next few months firming up our collaborations with various organizations. So please keep a lookout.
Okay. And what have you got in the pipeline?
2015 is going to be a very busy year for us, but nonetheless, it's also going to be undoubtedly very exciting. We have many projects lined up. It ranges from promoting volunteerism amongst Malaysian youth,
mm-hmm.
to projects within international schools around KL, and an exciting one, which involves one of our beautiful East Coast islands and its community. So yeah, it's quite a diverse range of projects that we have lined up.
Have volunteers come forward? Are they happy? Have they come forward in droves?
Yes, absolutely.
To get involved in the project?
Yes, absolutely. So I think when we actually realized what a big movement this would be was when volunteers came up to volunteer for the big event when Jane was here, which is the Reasons for Hope public talk, which catered for about 2,000 people. So we had about 60, 70 volunteers help us in the day, and without them, this wouldn't be possible at all. So a big part of Roots and Shoots is about promoting volunteerism. You know, without them, it's just not feasible at all, the program.
So is there a criteria to be a volunteer? I mean, do you need a background in environmental or conservation work?
Not at all. You just probably need to have the desire to want to make a difference. Not much.
Okay. How are you going to go about recruiting more members?
That's the one of the reasons why I'm here. just to promote.
Right now, this is your chance to.
Yes, absolutely.
The plug.
So we want to give youths the platform to voice their concern and to show their support for our cause by starting their own Roots and Shoots group. So that's probably the main channel for us to recruit more members, so to speak.
What does it take to start a new chapter?
Takes two people, minimum of two people. It takes a passion in wanting to do good. You know, anything related to animals, the environment, or society. Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as that, really. It's just got to take interest, wanting to go out and make a difference. And that's it, really.
Are you going to be working in East Malaysia as well?
Absolutely. We definitely want to bring the program, the Roots and Shoots program, to our beloved states of Sarawak and Sabah. But having said that, I do foresee, with very little effort, that it will take some time for us to venture eastwards, seeing that we've only just started here in KL.
Yeah.
But eventually, yes, very much so. We would like to venture eastwards to Borneo.
And how will Jane get in or stay involved in the Malaysian chapter?
Seeing that she travels 300 days a year, mm-hmm. and has 138
other countries to go to, exactly.
She'll be involved as much as she can. We keep in regular contact not only with her, but also with the JGI Global Office, Office of the Founder in the UK, as well as JGI Taiwan, who we have very strong ties with. And Jane has also asked us to keep her posted on any good news coming out of the Malaysian chapter. This is because she's launching a blog that is going to be called Jane Goodall's All Good News, mm-hmm. on her 81st birthday this coming April. So there is that that connectivity, so to speak, between us and Jane. But, you know, seeing her schedule, she'll be as involved as she can, I think.
Who makes up the current team here in Malaysia?
It's our president, TP Lim, myself as a project manager. And we have a very solid core group of volunteers who help us with events and projects. And on top of that, we also have a youth volunteer group who has kindly given up the time to support us.
Okay. And your hopes for the Roots and Shoots chapter in Malaysia?
Our hopes is to solidify as many collaborations and groups as we can this year, and to build a large network of youths as Roots and Shoots members. From there, we hope to maintain and expand over the coming years as well. We also hope the hard work that we'll do over the coming years will entice Jane to come back, so you get your chance to interview her.
We'd love to hear from the lady herself. And how do we get involved? Is there a website? Is there a Facebook page?
Yeah, we're in the midst of building our website at the moment, because having previously said that we've been so busy over the last couple of months, but it's in the process of getting made in the meantime. And we urge everyone to like our Facebook page, follow us on Instagram to keep up to date with all the latest news and happenings with Roots and Shoots. So if you're interested in volunteering your time or want to get in touch, please drop us a message on Facebook.
Okay. And the facebook.com/?
Roots and Shoots Malaysia.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Your message on Roots and Shoots and why we should all get involved, Junichi?
Because we have so much to do here, not just in Malaysia, but globally. And if you have kids, I implore you to get them involved. This is such a great program for them. It's just so, so exciting. It's an exciting time, I think, to be involved in such a venture in this country. I hope to hear from as many of you as possible.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Junichi. I'm going to leave you with a clip from the Emmy-nominated web video series, The Secret Life of Scientists and Engineers, which featured Dr. Jane Goodall discussing empathy in science. And after that, we will hear an extract of her talk that she delivered at the 2013 Humane Education Conference. There was Junichi Washizaki, Project Manager of Roots and Shoots Malaysia, on plans for the Roots and Shoots Malaysian chapter on The Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.